Congratulations, you are tuned into the number one podcast where life has no limits. Your host, Joan Kaler, is the founder of Joan Kaler Counseling and Consulting International. Joan consults with clients around the world to help them reach their full potential with emotional freedom techniques, chakra balancing, and cognitive behavior therapy. Joan is a sought-after speaker, trainer, and consultant. Now, here is Joan.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life Without Limits, where there are no limits to what you can achieve. This is part two of talking with Moselle Oahu, I hope I got that somewhat right, about EFT face reading and the five elements and how she can help you with limiting beliefs. Now, she's going to do a face reading with me. So, Moselle, do you want me to take off my glasses? Would that be easier for you?
No, you're okay.
Now, Okay, full disclosure for the world here, which is like nothing I want to hide, but I did have a rhinoplasty a long time ago because my nose was large, crooked, long. So now it's not so large, crooked, and long anymore. And I did, in the last couple of years, I had microblading on my eyebrows because they were very bushy.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And I had my father's eyebrows, Groucho Marx eyebrows, and I hated them. And no amount of plucking would help. So I just thought, now at least I have a template. Okay, so I'll get close to the camera here.
Well, Joan, I wanted to ask you what if there was a feature that you were curious about on your face in general.
Curious.
And learning more about or...
Well, I try and play up my eyes. Here, let me take my glasses off. Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the world, I'm taking my glasses off. I can't see a thing, but I'll take my glasses off. All right, where did everybody go now? I guess my eyes,
So you mentioned your rhinoplasty and the microblading on your eyebrows. Is that something that growing up you were really, self-conscious about?
Very much so. The rhinoplasty was a definite because I inherited my father's nose, which was huge.
Yeah.
He was Jewish. And I'm very proud of my heritage, but the nose did not fit my face. And I was miserable, especially you mentioned you were teased in the first podcast. You were teased unmercifully in middle school and high school, and I was also teased quite a bit. So then I am just so blessed that my mother agreed to help me reshape my nose when I was 16. Up until 16. So it's definitely better. But what's interesting is when I went to the surgeon, he also said, well, we can put a chip in your chin to make it protrude out more to match your nose. And I said, no, I don't want anything done with my chin. I just want my nose.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I left my chin.
And so that was at 16 that you got this done?
Yes.
Yeah. And how did you notice that you changed? Did your personality change at all after that procedure?
I think I became a bit more confident. Although part of it was these were the tough years for me when I pulled out my hair. Because I pulled my hair out from age 11 to age 36. For 25 years. So I still continue to pull out my hair, even though I had a new nose. I guess I felt including more self-confident, a bit more. I felt relief that I didn't have to carry, that I didn't have the old nose anymore.
Yeah.
I felt like I fit in more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And those procedures are not bad, right? I don't discourage anybody from getting any work done at all, right? Because those things can add vibrancy to our existence, right? They can allow us to become who we are supposed to be, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But as you were talking about that, I did notice that there's these lines underneath the eyes that come from the inner canthus down. Those are called lost love lines. And essentially what those mean is that it basically is like a tier, like each line kind of represents like a tier of of a part of you that you have lost throughout your life. So it can be something that you used to do, a part of you, who you were, like growing up as a child. We have a lot of joy because we're able to do some things, you know, like play outside or draw or be totally uninhibited. And then as we grow up, we tend to lose that stuff. And so that's, those are like our body's way of showing the loss, showing the sadness, showing the grief of that which we have lost. And as you were talking about, you know, those difficult times in your life, they started to pop out a little, which just means that you are accessing that stuff either on a conscious or subconscious level.
Interesting. Okay. More tapping is definitely in my future.
Yeah. What did you used to do growing up that you no longer do, or who did you used to be?
Well, I'm glad that I used to be very shy, very introverted, more water personality if we access the five elements. Mm-hmm. I kind of think I went over the top a little bit, so sometimes I have to calm down my throat chakra because I have too much fire energy. What did I lose? This is going to sound funny. The only thing I can think of that I really miss is I used to be able to ride a regular bike, and now I'm working on balance issues because it's hard for me to ride a traditional bike. What else did I lose? I gained my hair. I lost hair pulling, but that's a happy thing. The biggie. I lost my father when I was 15.
Okay. Yeah.
Although he's always with me in spirit, in my heart, I did lose him. Duh. That's major, major that I lost him when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. So that was in my childhood.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what did he pass from?
Oh, congested heart failure. As a matter of fact, I learned recently from a relative that doctors told him way back, I was born in 53, way back in 52, that he would not live to see me born. Can you imagine? I just want to go back in time and punch the doctor that told him that. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe that's what they thought. Okay, Joan, pull it back here. Tap yourself for forgiveness. But can you imagine somebody telling someone you're going to die within a year? He didn't.
Yes.
He didn't.
He had a strong will.
Mm-hmm. He had, a Chinese person would say he had strong shin, or whatever the Chinese word is for spirit or chi. Yes. He had a strong will because he lasted an additional... He passed 1 month of my 15th birthday. So I was 14 and 11 twelfths. So I was born and he lived until my almost 15th birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And growing up, did you see your dad kind of suffer with the medical ailments that he had? Did you witness that?
Yeah. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing all that in my face?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The
forehead is a period of adolescence. So the lines that go horizontally on the face, mm-hmm. on the forehead, excuse me, represent adolescence. So at the top of the hairline, it's like 15 years old. And then you go downward until you reach, you know, the area between the eyebrows is like 30 years old. So this whole time is like your 20s, which is very difficult for a lot of people. And you know, when you raise your eyebrows, they crinkle up, right, on anybody. And it's because in your 20s, you're just being constantly surprised by everything that's happening. You're raising your eyebrows because you're like, I don't understand why this is happening. Like, this is all so new. But it's just, so those represent the adolescence. And there's also a micro map on your ears, which starts even earlier. So from 0 to 14, it's mapped on both ears. For men and women. And so if I were to see your ears, I would probably be able to see the times at which different things happened in your life based on the discolorations, the markings, the notches, things like that.
Well, we'll just leave the ears for a private session.
Absolutely. I didn't.
My ears. But so you see the fact that I watched him suffer on my forehead,
right up in the top. That's 15, but mostly I was looking at your eyes, and you mentioned Shen, which is basically spirit, or spirit. There's really no other translation, the one that I can think of. But when you were talking about him, there was a kind of a sadness that came over that I just picked up on, and So despite the time that has passed, you know, there's still a little bit of that, and that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, what a blessing you are. That is so fascinating. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, she can see that in my forehead. I'm going to put my glasses back on so I can see everything. May I put my glasses back on? Is there anything
else? Yes, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, there you are, world. Right. That's amazing.
It is. And Joan, I wanted to commend you on your ability to create boundaries. I feel like boundaries are very, very strong with you, especially in the work that you do. So with the beautiful nose that you have in the cheekbones, these are metal features, metallic features. So the high cheekbones and very refined nose is metallic features, and metal is all about minimalism, as I mentioned earlier, but also boundaries, right? And so in the work that you do, you have the ability to coach people, and you create a good boundary where you're not in it with them. You provide the tools for them to do it, but you don't get into the messy middle with them. You kind of you don't do the hand-holding type of therapy. You love them from a distance, and that's such a great thing to have, because you are able to empower your clients by allowing them to see, hey, I can take care of myself. And you haven't let the work that you do influence your boundaries or your sense of self. You definitely have a strong sense of self. And how I can see that is because above your upper lip, there are a lot of people who have those lines that run vertically, right? Mm-hmm. And so when they purse their mouth, you can see a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And those lines symbolize over-nurturing lines, which essentially means people are giving a lot of themselves to other people without giving a lot of themselves back. So there's a lack of boundary between them and other people. They see everyone as themselves, because they want to help them. It's a very good quality to have, but it also signifies that they are lacking in earth. They aren't giving themselves nurturing because they're giving it to other people. And because you don't have that, and based on other qualities as well, I know that you are able to create firm boundaries that protect you and other people.
Yes. I adore my clients. I am so blessed. And I love them dearly, but I also know how to take care of myself, unwind at the end of the day with some hot herbal tea. I sage myself. I sage my office from time to time. And I know that although my heart goes out to them and I want to help them as much as possible, I know that their life is their life and my life is my life. Mm-hmm. And the two, my father also taught me how to set boundaries, because although I do it with a gentle heart, he was more metal energy.
Yeah, he cut him right off, right?
Oh, yes, truly. It was a hatchet time. He would use a word and say, blank no, or the blank with it. And I just say no or no thank you. Or mm-hmm. I'll put my glasses. This is as firm as I get if I put my glasses at the end of my nose, because he used to do that a lot, as if, all right, people, I'm serious now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, your father.
I do that with teenagers and teenagers mostly, not so much adults or children.
Right. They need that stern awakening.
They need that stern love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I definitely know how to set healthy boundaries. My throat chakra is just fine. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Anything else you see before we end this particular podcast? Because in the next podcast, ladies and gentlemen, in the last one with Mazelle, I'm going to take you to her website, because I want you to see everything that she does. But is there anything else that you notice about my face before we...
I love your face. You're very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Yes. And you have a very powerful face, definitely. And you're very balanced, I would say. And how I can tell...
Say that again. Hear that word? Mazelle, it's from Mazelle's lips. I'm balanced. News at 11.
You're very balanced in terms of... There's three zones of the face. And so the first zone is from the top of the hairline to the top of the eyebrows. So that's the forehead region. And then we have the middle zone, which comes from the eyebrows to the bottom of the nose, middle zone region. And then the last zone, which is from the top or the bottom of the nose to the bottom of the chin. And so your zones seem relatively equal. Probably the biggest one is the bit like the big zone one. So this, if you have a larger, more dominant zone one, it just means that you're a thinker, right? You tend to analyze things, very much an intellectual, very much a proponent of a pro-con list. So, and with some people with a large zone one, they can take a lot of time to come to a decision, because they're ruminating on the good things and bad things of either doing it or not doing it. Mm. So they can get caught up in their mind a lot.
I know, I tend to get caught up sometimes. So I use my muscle testing, applied kinesiology, dowsing, whatever you want to call it. And I go, okay, let's just cut to the chase here. Let me go to my gut and see what my gut says. Because I can just do the yes, no, pro, con thing until the cows come home. So sometimes I have to cut through all that.
Yes, absolutely. Fantastic. You have the capacity to do that.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic observations. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put all this together. Okay, one more time. And ladies and gentlemen, I also want you to know that at the end of this podcast, I do have a testimonial on a special offer for anyone that has thinning hair, not due to hair pulling and not due to alopecia. But if you watch the end, the trail end of this podcast, you will see an offer about something that I learned from a very special treatment shampoo. But anyway, be that as it may, thank you everyone for listening to Mazelle and watching Mazelle read my face. Fascinating information. So thank you all for listening and watching, and the final episode of EFT Face Reading in the Five Elements is coming up next with Mazelle.
Hi everyone, I wanted to let you know that, as you can see by the picture behind me, I used to pull my hair out and I used to be bald, and then I stopped and I grew my hair back, and then I developed thyroid issues. I have hypothyroidism, and I started losing my hair again. And I was devastated. So my stylist introduced me to a product called Zenagen, Zenagen, and it helped me grow my hair back. So this is all mine. Okay. So far, I've been using it 2 years and I've grown my hair back. The volume has increased by 40%. Now, the same thing can happen to you. If you choose to try it, go to Zenogen.com and then at checkout, put in the code Joan, J-O-A-N, 15, and you will get 15% off your purchase. So if you have hair loss not due to alopecia and you stop pulling out your hair, you might want to try this because it works for me. Thank you very much.
Contact Joan at joankaler.com for training, speaking, or consultation. Follow Joan on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Remember to share what you learned today with others because there are no limits to what you can achieve.